Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4-3 yesterday, Allie Rutsch with 2-run jack in the 6th, tied it. That Gunner follows him up, and that proved to be the difference as the bullpen was lights out. As Brian Baker picks up the save, you got Zach Eflin, quality start. So the Orioles have won 6 in a row, 9 of 11. Now they're off to, look, MLB Network, Adley's changes. What's been changing about Adley's? Well, one big series, 7 hits, couple of knocks, doing what Adley's supposed to do. See how easy baseball can be? You get quality pitching, you play fundamental defense, and your best players play good, and you get some chip-ins from others, you win. Like Brian Baker coming in because Felix couldn't go. Gets a save. Second time.
Sounds like they're back.
Yeah.
Just say they're back, Bob. Come on.
No.
You'll feel a lot better if you do.
No. Let's win the series. They come back. Let's see. They take 2 out of 3. Help me with my GED math, Nolan. So they'll be 9 games under when they come back?
Yes.
All right. Get to 500, 6. I'm talking about within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
5 or 6 out of the wild card.
Well, you could be there on Monday. You could be 6 out of the wild card on Monday.
What are they, 8 now?
7.5.
7.5. I can't do it.
If there's,
I'm going to go negative because it's working for us. If I get all okay. Orange Kool-Aid, right. then they'll go out and get swept by the 8.
Balance.
No. Just handle your business.
They're back.
1 game at a time.
Stack them.
Yeah, just stack them series wins. Winning streaks are great, which they're in one right now. But win series, you accumulate those. That's why they were good in the second half of 22, 23, half of 24. Just win them series, avoid the sweeps and long losing streaks, and you're in business. How about Tyrese Halliburton? He was in business last night. We'll get into that in the whip around. They led that game for 0.3 seconds until the buzzer. And that's all that mattered. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Columbia. Jonathan, thanks for holding your own with Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, rocking with Doc and on Featured Artist Friday.
Good morning, fellas. I have two questions. One is Tony Manziello doing something different than Brandon Hyde that has contributed to the uptick in the Orioles' performance on the field? Because I'm wondering what was the purpose of firing Brandon Hyde if it was just a matter of waiting it out until guys started coming back from the injury report?
I would think Hyde got fired because he was the sacrificial lamb.
Yep.
At that time. And as we all know, Jonathan, watching the games when Manzo took over, they were getting clobbered. And he was probably overwhelmed with the moment. I don't know strategically he's done anything differently. We'll talk to Ryan Ripken about that when he joins us, when he's ripping it with Ryan at noon. I think a lot of it has to do with the pitchers have been better.
No doubt.
And Drew French, we were ragging on him, the pitching coach, for sucking. Something he's got to have a hand in these guys getting it together a little bit. And their better players are getting healthier and they're getting more back because Westbrook could be activated tonight. Sanchez went deep yesterday down on the farm. I mean, I think the better players are playing better and you're pitching better. I mean, they're not beating themselves. And yeah, the White Sox suck and you're taking advantage of weaker teams, but don't all good teams beat worse teams? And that kind of the drill.
Yep. Here.
Okay. All right. My second question is based on this recent uptick in performance, when do you think the organization will decide whether we're going to be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline?
Well, that's a good question there, Jonathan. Thanks for the call. Because we were just talking about if they're 5-6 out of the wild card within a couple of weeks, then are you in it to win it? Because if you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. I don't think they're trying to get to the playoffs so they can lose in the first or the wild card round or whatever, because they're not winning the division. The Yankees are. I mean, get to the playoffs, you hope for the best, but they're not, hey, we made the playoffs. But after the terrible start, maybe that would be kind of, hey, man, we sucked for 2 months.
Yeah.
Actually, we've been sucking for 6 months, and here we are making the playoffs. Look at us.
Well, let me ask you this. If they are buyers, all right, they've come back and they're at 500 or and they're buyers, what kind of aggressiveness do you expect from a lot? I think he's all in, you know, going hard.
Yeah, and then sacrifices, magic beans, as Mike Harmon says, have to be sacrificed.
No doubt.
Prospects and all of that. I mean, what are you going for? I think the next month will tell where the true weakness of the team is because the starting pitching's been kind of on point. Yeah. Trevor Rogers has been dealing down in Norfolk, not to say he's Mike Flanagan by any stretch of the imagination. I would see another bullpen arm maybe being part of the equation. Perhaps some sort of a thumper in the middle of your lineup kind of guy.
Well, I would like somebody that has playoff experience that can help it that way, you know?
Right. It's an interesting situation because if they struggle again, then they're full on selling. Then Eflin, right. Sagano, bye-bye, Soto, Dominguez.
Mullins.
Soon as he could, and he's running. So there are going to be a lot of guys that could be gonzo. What do you think, Nolan, before we go to a break?
Yeah, I think right-handed power bat with some experience would be good. Now, that's assuming.
No Austin, no Slaters?
Yeah. Well,
no more Slaters? No more Eloy guy. Jimenez?
No Flyers. We're not in a project mode anymore. But bullpen, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if I had a biggest concern remaining, even though the Orioles are back, it would be the bullpen. Dominguez, Soto, Cano, it's a little too shaky. But it's been good to have Baker and Kittredge be themselves.
Oh, is he the
because
only
they're
yesterday,
now
yesterday, Kittredge?
No, that two strikeouts.
They're the new setup guys for me before Bautista.
I just like watching Baker, man, when he gets it out. I mean, he's into it, you know?
Yeah.
That rubs off,
I think.
And
he throws like 98 miles an hour, which yeah. helps as well. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. They're not back, in my opinion. They're better. They're better not back. Baby got back. They're better not back. What do you think? 410-583. Go on in here. 1057. Pick your dock and song. Send that to the Plaza Sport text line. Jonas Schaefer. Talk Ravens with him. Is he still good for 11?
Yeah, he is.
You know,
I talked to him yesterday.
11? So
yeah.
We're getting all of that good stuff. Whip around 11:15. Tyrese Halliburton. You. And then Keith Cavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. Nothing is ever quiet in his world. And he's going to tell you how loud it is when he joins us later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.